Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for November 6th. Hebrews chapter 7, beginning in verse 18. For on the one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Also, there were many priests, because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all, when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness, but the word of the oath which came after the law appoints the Son, who has been perfected forever. Psalm chapter 106, beginning in verse 1. Praise the Lord! O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with your favor that you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of the chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also and dried it up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. And Proverbs chapter 27, beginning in verse 4. Wrath is cruel, and anger a torrent. But who is able to stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And that's our reading for November 6th. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you give us that hope and that assurance and that confidence that we have, that you always walk before us and prepare the way ahead of us. I pray for each person that listens to the words of this scripture this day, that their hearts might be burning with desire to serve you better than they ever have before. Lord, in the time that we have left, the days that are numbered for us, Lord, I pray that we might be faithful to you and love you and serve you and enjoy your presence. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.